I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist of the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. The former CEO of two nonprofit Alabama health clinics was arrested yesterday on federal charges. The Birmingham U.S. Attorney's Office says Jonathan Wade Dunning was arrested on multiple counts of fraud, conspiracy, money laundering, and other charges. Dunning was, at one time, CEO of both Birmingham Healthcare and Central Alabama Comprehensive Health in Tuskegee. Prosecutors say Dunning left those clinics to run a private business and are accusing him of funneling substantial amounts of government money from the nonprofit health operations into his own company. Dunning made headlines back in November when he asked the U.S. Attorney's Office why he was being accused of illegal activity despite not being charged. His name came up in the indictment of the former CFO of Birmingham Healthcare, Terry Mollica. Mollica and other Birmingham Healthcare employees are facing similar charges of fraud. Dunning's defense argues he's being mistakenly implicated for their crimes. Residents of Tuscaloosa will get the chance to offer their ideas on how to spend grant money that may be coming from Washington. The city's competing for a share of a $500 million grant from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. A meeting set for tonight at the Rosedale Court Apartment Complex in Tuscaloosa to hear suggestions on how the city might use those dollars. Megan Brantley is Public Outreach Coordinator for Tuscaloosa's Recovery Operations Division. She says there were some good ideas from previous meetings in Alberta City Baptist Church and Rock Quarry Middle School.
I know that some ideas that were discussed included connectivity and walkability, creating a community that is giving residents an increased access to recreational activities or businesses, and just creating those stronger neighborhood connections.
The grant would help areas like Alberta City. That community was hit hard by the April 27th tornado in 2011. Indicted Alabama House Speaker Mike Hubbard has used campaign funds to pay nearly $300,000 in legal fees over the last year. APR's Stan Ingold has more.
Campaign records show that the Auburn Republican spent almost $300,000 in legal fees since December of 2013. Most of the money was spent on the firm of his lead attorney. A 2000 opinion by the Attorney General's office advised that elected officials can pay criminal defense costs out of excess campaign finance funds if the accusations are related to how the person performed in office. A grand jury indicted Hubbard in October on 23 felony ethics charges accusing him of using his public offices for personal gain. Hubbard has pleaded not guilty. He's expected to go to trial in October. Stan Ingold, APR News.
The state attorney general's office is arguing that there may be some disagreement over issuing marriage licenses if same-sex marriage is legalized next Monday. That's despite a clear position from the Alabama State Probate Judges Association advising all judges to conform to the law and issue same-sex marriage licenses once that stay is lifted. Now your forecast.
Temperatures try to get a little warmer this afternoon, but still a cool day. Temperatures top out in the low 50s. Look for upper 40s for North Alabama. Good dose of sun, though, and that'll make it feel better. As for tonight, clear and cold, lows in the 30s. For Wednesday, highs top out in the 50s. Look for an increase in cloud cover, maybe a shower late in the day. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.